And welcome again to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Shooting Skeet. My name is Anna, I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I bring you some English that will wake up your language learning skills. Shooting Skeet. Have you heard of skeet shooting, or perhaps clay pigeon shooting? Well, we are beginning to do it. Having been inspired by his grandfather in Scotland, my son Cass caught the bug. Doing it once when he went to stay with my father last summer just wasn't enough for him. When we returned to Wenatchee, he brought with him two of Granddad's shooting magazines. I, at first, tried not to think about guns. I don't know much about them, and quite frankly, they scare me. However, my dad has been a hunter all of his life, and is an example of using guns responsibly, and only for hunting or clay pigeon shooting. My husband decided to try skeet shooting recently. He bought a couple of shotguns, ammunition, and a skeet thrower. So we are set. We have everything that we need. It just so happens that guns are very popular in this part of the country. Many men hunt deer, wild turkey, or even bear and cougar. A lot of them are very skilled and even become bow hunters. There are several gun shops in town, gun sections in major stores, and all sorts of clubs to join. Having seen my father shoot birds while I was young, I feel that that would be a reasonable kind of hunting. You can eat the birds as well. Bringing down a larger animal, however, doesn't appeal to me at all. I'm certainly not an expert, nor do I intend to be. I'll leave that to the people who know what they're doing. For now, starting out skeet shooting, learning all about safety issues, the equipment, and how to aim are enough for me. We went to a shooting range at the weekend. It's a simple place, a couple of miles from our house, up towards the mountains. You have to have a club key to unlock the gate and get in, and then you drive either to a pistol range, a rifle range, or a shotgun range. The place was empty when we went. It's still very cold outside, so I'm sure a lot of the regular shooters were staying at home. And yes, I actually had a go. It was funny, though. Looking back now, I realize that I was standing in the wrong position, my head was uncomfortably leaning on the gun, and I barely knew which eye to close in order to look down the barrel. I must have looked ridiculous. However, my husband and my son gave me all the advice I needed to stand and aim properly, and that made a difference. I didn't manage to hit any skeets, but at least I feel that I'm a step closer to aiming and firing. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. To catch the bug. After traveling to Australia, he caught the travel bug. After traveling to Australia, he caught the travel bug. Ammunition. They found some old World War II ammunition in their backyard. They found some old World War II ammunition in their backyard. Issue. We have to play the game fairly, so it doesn't become an issue. We have to play the game fairly, so it doesn't become an issue. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to send me an email to acupofenglish@live.com, and if you do, I promise to email you back. I love to hear from you all, from all over the world, wherever you are. And remember, the text and grammar notes are always available for you at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. I hope you have a great weekend. Until next time, bye-bye.